The door swung open just a crack. He looked down. No key. Someone must have forgotten to lock it. He pushed gently and listened. Perhaps someone was up there, workmen, already clearing out the old building, getting it ready for knocking it down. No, no, they mustn't. He must stop them. He stumbled up the stairs, brushing against the barley sugar twist pillar as he went. At the top, he stopped at the sound of voices. Workmen? Surely they'd have lights. He took a step forward. There was something different, something about the smell. And where was all the rubbish? Another step and he cannoned into a chair. He felt it with his fingers. How delicate it was. The back was carved with little curlicues and the seat was velvet. Where had that come from? It wasn't there before, was it? He moved again in the gloom and came up against a barrier, waist high, with a padded top and a brass rail on top of that. He looked down over it. He was on a balcony with dark red walls divided by narrow gold battens top to bottom. Far below him were lines of empty benches. He looked up at the window, but it seemed to be covered. He turned to the other end, and there was the long red velvet curtain closed now, cutting off the end of the vast room, floor to ceiling. Charlie took a breath. Time must have slipped somehow. This is how it used to be. He was in the theatre 200 years ago. Dark and empty now, but maybe an audience would come if he waited. He let out a deep, shuddering breath, clutched the brass rail, and sank down onto the little chair. He'd wait forever if need be. But suddenly he froze. There was a voice again, one of those he'd heard at the top of the stairs. It came from behind the curtain where the stage must be, and it sounded very worried.